The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. And today we're going to start off talking about the Hopscotch Music Festival, set for downtown Raleigh in early September. Headliners have been announced for the festival, which is slated for September 5th through the 7th. On Thursday, September 5th, it's Slater Kinney, Kurt Vile and the Violators, Snail Mail, and the Nude Party will perform on the main stage at Raleigh City Plaza. On Friday, September 6th, James Blake, Dirty Projectors, and Faye Webster will headline the Red Hat Amphitheater stage, while Jenny Lewis, Purple Mountains, and Tyler Ramsey will play the City Plaza stage. Then Churches, Fantagram, and Chick 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 play the Red Hat Amphitheater stage on Saturday, September 7th, while Little Brother, Raphael Sadiq, Lute, and Indigo D'Souza, along with Icky Brickets, all play City Plaza. For its 10th year, the Musical Music Festival is bringing back its earlier tradition of artist-curated bills. The festival has asked 10 North Carolina artists, including Little Brother, Sarah Shook and the Disarmers, Birds of Avalon, Nest Egg, Residency, No Love, Solar Halos, Museum Mouth, Crow Meat Bob, and Gudea to curate bills throughout the weekend. VIP and three-day passes are on sale to the general public through the Hopscotch website and eTix. The tickets allow access to all Hopscotch Club shows, City Plaza headlining shows, and Red Hat Amphitheater shows. Single show passes for all City Plaza and Red Hat shows, as well as one-day passes, will go on sale during the summer. A reminder about the American Dance Festival starts June 13th and runs through July 20th. The American Dance Festival 2019 season includes 38 performances featuring 25 companies and choreographers in 5 different venues. The 2019 festival performances will take place at Duke University's Reynolds Industries Theater, Page Auditorium, and the Vonderhaden Studio Theater in the Rubenstein Arts Center, and the Durham Performing Arts Center and Carolina Theater. Single tickets and subscription prices range from $12 to $74, with many savings options available. Tickets can be purchased through the American Dance Festival website at americandancefestival.org. More detailed information about ticket prices and performing companies, including photos, videos, and press review previews, are also available on the website. All right, let's check out the rundown at Carolina Theater in the coming weeks. Of course, Carolina Theater, located on West Morgan Street in Durham, all programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday, June 7th, it's Family Feud Live Celebrity Edition. Join our fun celebrity team captains as we randomly select audience members to become a member of their onstage family. You can also win prizes right from your very own seat in the audience based on the wildly popular TV game show. It's sure to bring loads of laughs, fun, and prizes. Must be 18 plus to play. For additional rules, check out the website, carolinatheater.org. Monday, June 10th at Carolina Theater, Happy Together Tour. Hitmakers from the 1960s and 70s, including The Turtles, Chuck Negron, formerly of Three Dog Night, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, The Buckinghams, The Classics Four, and The Cowsills. Saturday, June 15th, The Monty, Stuff Hits the Fan. It isn't, the word isn't exactly stuff, but you get the idea. Stuff Hits the Fan. We've all been there. Things are going as fine as wine when life throws us a curve and stuff hits the fan. No need to cry over it. Not every life experience requires a commemorative tattoo. We just put one foot in front of the other, keep things moving, and if we're really cool, we make a story of the whole mess and share it with a few hundred of our closest friends on the Monty stage. We all love hearing about someone else's epic stuff storm, and now is your chance to hear five of them in a row. Sunday, June 16th at Carolina Theater, Durham Symphony Orchestra, American Women's Suffrage Centennial Concert. The event starts at 4 o'clock. Joined the symphony for Father's Day 2019 as they honor the centennial of American women's suffrage. In honor of this event, they'll be awarding the winner of the Stephen Prostowski Young Vocalist Award to Jamisa Yarborough. Wednesday, June 19th, Steve Earle and the Dukes. Steve's latest album, Guy, is comprised of songs written by one of Earl's two primary songwriting mentors, the legendary Guy Clark. Guy appears 10 years after his Grammy Award-winning album Towns, his tribute to his other songwriting mentor, Towns Van Zandt. Friday, June 21st, Maria Bamford. Maria is the creator and star of Maria Bamford, the special, 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 and of the cult hit web series, The Maria Bamford Show. This is an 18-plus only show. In other words, you got to be more than 18 to get in, 18 or more. Saturday, June 22nd, Quiet No More, a choral celebration of Stonewall. This event celebrates the 50th anniversary of the 1969 Stonewall Uprising, the catalyst for the modern LGBTQ plus movement for civil rights and the inspiration for the annual celebration of LGBTQ plus pride. The event also honors the courage of early social justice pioneers. Thursday, June 27th at Carolina Theater, it's Dwight Yoakam. Dwight has sold more than 25 million albums worldwide, and he is a 21-time nominated multiple Grammy Award winner. He has a dozen gold albums and 9 platinum or multi-platinum albums, with 5 of those albums topping Billboard's Country Albums chart, and another 14 landing in the top 10. That's Dwight Yoakam, Thursday, June 27th. Up next, we're going to talk about some festivals around the state. Washington Summer Festival is June 7th and 8th. Live music, arts and crafts, and a free street fair highlight this annual event. North Carolina Blueberry Festival, June 14 and 15, held annually in Berga. There are more than 20 events, including a car show, street fair, barbecue cook-off, a 5K, and more. The North Carolina Rhododendron Festival, June 21 through June 23. Bakersville hosts this annual event, which includes a pageant, craft fair, live music, a 10K, and a classic car show. Then in early July, Festival for the Eno, July 4 and 6, over 70 bands, crafts and artisans, food and drink in Durham. Christmas in July, and that's July 6th, held in historic West Jefferson. This festival features traditional mountain music, arts and crafts, festival food, and children's activities. Alrighty, around the Triangle, Garner Performing Arts Center, Saturday, June 22nd, it's Sister Louise's The Life of the Funeral. This hilarious comedy stage play was written, directed, and produced by evangelist Jacqueline Woods. Sister Louisa absolutely loves the children because they are a reward from God. But if they are 3 years of age or younger, that includes infants, she asks that you please get a babysitter this time. There are two performances, one at 1 o'clock and the other at 6 o'clock. At the Clayton Center, all shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. All right, we've got several here. June 10th through the 13th, then June 17th through the 20th, and June 24th through the 27th. It's Carolina Youth Theater. Stage Right Camp for 6th to 8th graders. Launching for the first time this year, Stage Right is a three-week camp giving 6th through 8th graders the opportunity to explore the components of musical theater and develop the skills necessary to be successful on stage. Each week will focus on a different set of skills, acting, singing, and dancing. Material for each week will be drawn from The Wizard of Oz. More details can be found at CarolinaYouthTheater.com. And Friday, June 21st, Main Street USA, presented by the Around Town Singers and Orchestra. Main Street USA features 90 minutes of great music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s, with the show celebrating the return of a great little Main Streets all across the nation. You'll be peering down a replica of none other than Main Street Clayton, as you enjoy and sing along with such great songs as Locomotion, One Fine Day, Rose Garden, My Guy, Downtown, and many more. That show starts at 7 at the Clayton Center. Moving over to Cary, Bands, Bites, and Boats at Bond Park. The Friday night concert schedule, June 7th, it's My Cousin Skinny at 6. July 5th is Garth Robertson. August 2nd, Garland Mason at 6. September 6th, E.G. Peters, that's at 5:30. And October 4th, Garrett Cummings at 5. Saturday, June 8th, now here's an interesting festival coming up, the Pimento Cheese Festival. Food trucks will line Academy Street in Cary from 11 to 4 to serve their regular menu, along with new dishes featuring a southern delicacy, pimento cheese. Enjoy live music at the downtown park, grab a drink from local breweries, and taste some of the best pimento cheese samples from local restaurants. You can even test your skills in the Pimento Cheese Sculpting Contest. Entertainment, Adam Lee Decker Trio from 11 to 1, and Hip Pocket from 2:30 to 4. Bond Park Lakeside Movies, all movies start at dusk. September 20th, How to Train Your Dragon, The Hidden World, and October 18th, The Incredibles. Cary Live at the new downtown park on South Academy Street, June 29th, that's a Saturday, it's the Banditos at 7. Other concert dates, July 20th and September 21st. Also in Cary, Park After Dark, select Wednesdays from 7 to 9, and it's free. June 12th, Lydia Celette Dudley. July 10th, Al Strong. August 14th, Lauren Meehan. And September 11th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves. Also in Cary, the Sertoma Concert Series. All shows are held at the Sertoma Amphitheater in Bond Park. The Saturday concerts start at 7 and are free and open to the public. July 15th, it's Violet Bell. July That was June 15th. I think I said that incorrectly, Violet Bell. July 13th, Al Strong and the 99 Brass Band. August 10th, Zoo Crew. September 14th, The Trailblazers. The Starlight Concert Series. This free Friday evening concert takes place in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker and History Center, Arts and History Center. Bring a blanket and a picnic dinner and enjoy music by Starlight. Starts June 14th with the Polka Plus Band at 7. June 28th, Beach Music Party with North Tower at 7. July 26th, Celebration of Bluegrass at 6:30. And then August 7th, it's Jamrock. Or August 2nd, rather, it's Jamrock. And the concert starts at 7. At Nightdale, Food Truck Thursdays. The events are held at Nightdale Station Park. Lunch is from 11:30 to 1:30, and dinner is 6 to 8. A food truck event is scheduled for the following dates, June 20th, July 18th, August 15th, September 19th, and October 17th. Also, there will be live music during the dinner hours. Okay, Holly Springs Cultural Center. Summer at the Springs is back with Friday evening concerts from 7 to 9. Bring a lawn chair and picnic dinner and enjoy these free family-friendly concerts. June 14th, it's Beatlesque. Back by popular demand, Beatlesque is a four-piece Beatles tribute band from Raleigh. June 28th, Totally Curious. This band is quickly gaining notice for their stellar vocals and feel-good sounds. July 12th, the Holly Springs Community Band. The band has been a vital part of the growth of the arts in Holly Springs for the past decade. July 26th, it's E.G. Peters. Three musical veterans play big hits that get everybody up singing and dancing. August 9th, the Adam Lee Decker Trio, and August 23rd, the Whiskey Runners. Other upcoming events, Thursday through Saturday, June 6th through the 8th, at Stageworks Theater presents Harold and Maude. Performances are held each evening starting at 7:30, and there is a matinee show on Saturday at 2. Sunday, June 16th, David Engel's Jedi Academy. Show starts at 3 o'clock. Moving to Apex, the Halley Cultural Arts Center. Saturday, June 1st, it's the 10th annual Apex Latino Arts and Culinary Festival. Sample tasty, authentic food and dessert delights from over 12 different Latino countries. Plus, enjoy arts and crafts for families. The Latino Arts Exhibit at the Halley, an artisan craft bazaar, and spectacular music and dancing at the Apex Depot. Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th, Peak City Singers present When the Past Meets the Present, an afternoon of folk music and other favorites. Performance starts at 3 o'clock both days. And some other concerts in Apex, outdoor concerts with all the shows starting at 7. Friday, May 31st, Los Rumberos Star, Apex Historic Depot. Friday, June 28th, Hill Country Cosmopolitans at the Apex Historic Depot. Saturday, July 6th, Chatham Rabbits at the Apex Nature Park Amphitheater. And Saturday, July 20th, Grizzly Goats, also at the Apex Nature Park Amphitheater. Okay, let's take a look at upcoming audio-described events in Raleigh and Cary. It starts off with Saturday, June 8th, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. This is of the outdoor movies at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Miles Morales thought there was only one Spider-Man in New York City, but when a rogue scientist opens a breach to other dimensions, multiple versions of the web-slinger arrive in his reality. It's up to Miles and the Spider-Men to foil the villain and close the dimensional rift before the Big Apple is destroyed. The movie starts at 9. Sunday, June 9th, it's Pippin, and it's at Raleigh Little Theater at 3 o'clock. Sunday, June 16th, Caroline or Change, Justice Theater Project. Set in 1963, Louisiana, this is a provocative story of political change, social change, and pocket change. While Martin Luther King Jr. preaches and demonstrators march, Caroline, an African-American single mother of four, is underground in the basement of her employer's home, where nothing ever changes, but change is coming. Curtain goes up at 3:30. Saturday, July 20th, on the upcoming audio-described events list, First Man. Again, an outdoor movie at the North Carolina Museum of Art. Discover the truth behind the headlines in this biopic depicting the career of Neil Armstrong from Project Gemini to the historic Apollo 11 moon landing. Armstrong suffered hardship and tragedy before his triumphant giant leap for mankind took him into legend. The movie starts at 9 o'clock. And Saturday, July 27th, Annie. This is at North Carolina Theater. Equal measures of pluck and positivity. Little Orphan Annie charms everyone's heart despite a next-to-nothing start in the 1930s New York City. She is determined to find the parents who abandoned her years ago on the doorstep of a New York City orphanage that is run by the cruel, embittered Miss Hannigan. Annie foils Miss Hannigan's evil schemes, befriends President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and finds a new home and family in billionaire Oliver Warbucks. This is at Memorial Auditorium, the 2 o'clock performance on Saturday, July 27th. And let me see, Durham and Chapel Hill, Saturday, June 8th, Cats. Rediscover Cats, the beloved musical with breathtaking music, including one of the most treasured songs in musical theater, Memory. This is at Deepak at 8 o'clock. All right, let's check out some music festivals around the state of North Carolina. May 31st and June 1st, Cold Mountain Music Festival. This is in Canton. It's a benefit for the ministries of Camp Henry, a Christian summer camp and leadership program, and the Lake Logan Episcopal Center in Canton. In addition to bands, the festival presents food vendors, kids' activities planned by Camp Henry staff, and an after-event party. The festival site is the Lake Logan Episcopal Center. June 1st, we've got two events of note. Carolina Beach Music Festival. The show is presented on the sands at the home of Beach Music and Shagging and is in its 34th year. In addition to music, the festivities include a shagging contest with cash prizes. It's the first Saturday in June each year, the festival site on the beach near the Carolina Beach Boardwalk. Mondo Roots in Clayton is also June 1st. The Cultural Arts Festival offers a blend of funk, blues, reggae, and other musical genres. In addition to music, the festival has visual art demonstrations, arts and crafts vendors, food trucks, craft beer and wine, a sidewalk chalk art contest, face painting, a drum circle, street performances, and more. Mondo Roots is in its fourth year. Festival site is downtown Clayton. June 6th through the 8th, we got Bluegrass in Cherokee, and that is in the community of Cherokee, a long-running bluegrass festival at the gateway to the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, is a family-oriented festival held at a campground pavilion. Bands play afternoon and evening sets, except Daly and Vincent and Mike Snyder, who will play one 90-minute set. Each day opens with a one-hour open stage. Festival site is Happy Holiday RV Village. June 7 and 8, it's Bluegrass and Old Time Fiddlers Convention. This is in Mount Airy. The two-day festival is dedicated to old-time and bluegrass music and dance. It includes competitions, jam sessions, and workshops in a family-friendly environment. Festival site, Veterans Memorial Park. June 7th through the 9th, Okra Folk Festival, held at Ocracoke Island. The festival is presented by Ocracoke Alive, a nonprofit cultural arts organization that presents student and community arts programs on Ocracoke Island. In addition to music on four stations and musicians' workshops, the festival presents storytellers, visual arts vendors, and additional activities such as a square dance. Festival site is School Road and Howard Street in Ocracoke Island. June 8th, it's the North Carolina Cigar Box Guitar Festival, and this is held in Gibsonville. The festival debuts this year, with organizers saying they hope to revise interest in handmade stringed instruments, in particular homemade guitars, through presentation of live music, workshops, educational programs, and forums on the art of making cigar box guitars. Festival site is the Grove Winery and Vineyards. June 8th through August 16th, we've got the Brevard Summer Institute and Festival in Brevard. The Brevard Music Center Summer Institute for Classical Music Students age 14 and older presents some 50 concerts throughout its nine-week festival, showcasing nationally recognized artists and the center's three orchestra. The Independence Day concert at Whittington Full Open Air Auditorium features live cannons during the 1812 Overture. And the festival site is the Brevard Music Center, as well as nearby venues. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast on our website, TriangleReadingService.org. Now, if you have any comments or questions about this program, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long until next time.